The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Breakfast Huddle. Well, on the bigger picture today, we are looking at what's happening in Hong Kong. Well, Alibaba is making its blockbuster debut in the Hong Kong markets today in a secondary listing. Shares of the Chinese e-commerce giant are priced at 176 Hong Kong dollars, which could help Alibaba raise around 11 billion US dollars. And that could be the largest IPO so far this year. And that's also seen as a bit of a vote of confidence in the markets in Hong Kong amid the backdrop of unrest and protests over the past 5 months. And to help us get the bigger picture, we have AJ Kaling, Senior Market Strategist at TD Ameritrade Hong Kong. Morning, AJ. How are you doing?
Hi. Good morning, Ryan. Good. How are you?
Hey, AJ, of course, you are chatting with us from Hong Kong. Give us a sense, how has it been for you in the past 5 months on a day-to-day basis? Because I get all these reports that, you know, traffic's been disrupted, it's been hard to get to work, and people have been advised to, you know, avoid the usual routes and stay at home if possible.
Yeah, so, you know, it has been a little bit of an inconvenience, you could say that, for residents of Hong Kong. You know, when it comes to, you know, work-wise, though, it's business as usual for us. TD Ameritrade, fortunately, you know, we have comprehensive online trading services for our customers. So, you know, all our business, the majority of our business, is conducted online. I mean, yes, there have been inconveniences for trying to get to work, but we've heard people getting up at 4:30 in the morning, just allowing a lot of extra time for the commutes. I mean, me personally, one of my bus routes actually goes through the Central Harbor Tunnel and has been disrupted for the past couple of weeks, but there's other ways to get to work, multiple different bus lines and MTR lines. So, you know, still business as usual. In the, you know, case that our employees cannot get to work, we have contingency plans in place. People can work from home. So, you know, there are some disruptions here, but there's ways around it, and it's been business as usual.
Okay. And just getting into what's happening in the markets, AJ, we have the blockbuster IPO from Alibaba set to debut in Hong Kong today. Quite a lot of optimism going by the indicators I'm seeing. The grey market is bidding up by 4.5% even before it trades. And looking at the price action on Wall Street overnight, New York 2% higher on the ADRs at $190.45. What do you make of the buzz around Alibaba's IPO?
Yeah, you know, so it's been significantly oversubscribed here in the local markets. I think 40 times expected demand there. And so, like you said, it's a vote of confidence, actually, for the Hang Seng, which really has not participated in any kind of positive rally ever since this summer and all the protest activity here. So you know, it's a good thing for the local market here, a vote of confidence for the local market. You know, I was looking at it a little bit here for, you know, some of the analyst ratings for Alibaba, and the average rating is a buy for the U.S. stock. You know, it's around a $225 price target. You know, so there's a couple key differences, though. So one U.S.-listed Alibaba share, which our customers have always had access to since the IPO, is equal to about 8 of those Hong Kong shares. And it was priced at a little bit of a discount, and that's not unusual for secondary listings. Like you said, it's been bid up here a little bit in the morning. But the real thing here that I think investors care about is, you know, what is Alibaba going to do with this extra money here? You know, did they necessarily need it? And that's to be debated. But, you know, what we've heard from the leadership is that, you know, they're actually going to invest some of this money into cloud computing, which is currently only 7% of its total market cap, 7% of its total business. You look at some other companies that have kind of gone that route, kind of, you know, spent money on cloud computing like Microsoft, and it's really helped their surge in their stock price for the past couple of years here. So it's probably a smart move here. You know, our investors, as you can see, probably have a lot of that optimism priced in here, and you can see it's actually doing well for the stock, near year-to-date highs on the U.S. shares right now.
That's right. And looking at the recent earnings, it also beat expectations, and revenue was up 40%. So it'll be quite interesting to see how much more upside there is on Alibaba's stock, at least on the debut for Hong Kong later today. Talking about market appetite, AJ, we are seeing quite a bit of M&A deals happening this past week. Of course, you've got Charles Schwab buying TD Ameritrade, and you've got LVMH buying Tiffany, and also eBay selling StubHub to Swiss-based rival Viagogo. What do you make of all these, you know, flurry of activities that seems to be picking up right now?
Yeah, it was a kind of a mega Monday, wasn't it? You know, so you know, I think it's just a part of the markets. You know, it's just business trying to keep up with competition. But in the bottom line, it's also trying to make things better for the customer. Where everyone's trying to, you know, just make sure that we have the customer's best interests in mind. All these deals are happening for different reasons. So you know, can't get into the specifics of course, you know, the TD Ameritrade deal. But for now, it's business as usual until the deal closes. And so if you're listening in Singapore or in Hong Kong, nothing to really report on. Business as usual here.
All right, we are chatting with AJ Kaling. He's the Senior Market Strategist for TD Ameritrade Hong Kong. AJ, looking at some of the headlines this morning, Fed Chief Jerome Powell, he has signaled that interest rates are unlikely to rise anytime soon. And he's saying, you know, that's important to get inflation to where it needs to be at 2%. So with this latest comments from Jay Powell, what do you make of it in terms of its impact on the stock market, especially when you look at how the earnings season is coming to an end?
Yeah, so I mean, we just got done with the big earnings season. I think we're going to wrap up this week here. But you know, everyone's looking at what's next, and you know, investors constantly look at the Fed to kind of provide that next leg up. But I wouldn't say we've had kind of hawkish talk, but I would say anti-dovish talk from Chairman Powell so far. Just yesterday, actually, a 0% chance of a Fed rate cut. But like you said, there was kind of talk about, well, is there a possibility of a Fed rate increase? Yesterday, 9% chance of an increase. Like you said, after this talk this morning, only a 6% chance of an increase. So most everyone in the markets are expecting no change from the interest rates here. But still, markets are optimistic. You know, we're heading into the final 20 trading days of the decade right now, and a lot of eyes are kind of going to be on one thing only, the U.S. consumer. Just like Alibaba kind of had that Singles Day boost recently, you know, the U.S. markets, of course, are looking at Black Friday. It's coming Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the biggest shopping day in the U.S. Indeed, you know, consumer spending is over 65% of U.S. GDP, and a big chunk of that 65% comes during this one quarter here. So our customers at TD Ameritrade are definitely going to be looking at, you know, the consumer confidence. As the U.S. consumer going out there shopping and spending money, you haven't seen, you know, safe havens, traditional safe havens at least, like the U.S. dollar and gold, really rallying that much. But equities continue to rally, and you've seen you know, U.S. Stocks rally and U.S. 10-year yields staying steady around 1.8%. So investors are looking for that and searching for that yield. They can find a lot of that in U.S. equities right now.
All right, U.S. consumer confidence. We'll see if that continues to lift market sentiment. We've been chatting with AJ Kaling. He is the Senior Market Strategist for TD Ameritrade Hong Kong. AJ, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.